And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Firefighters have made quick progress on a fire burning near southwestern Colorado Springs that prompted the evacuation of more than 230 homes. The fire started late morning. It's now about 50% contained, with no structures burned. Colorado Springs Fire Chief Ted Collis says a flyover from the state's multi-mission aircraft will keep the fire in check.
There will be night operations that will be ongoing throughout the evening, and those night operations are there to ensure that if anything does flare up, we'll have immediate resources on the scene.
Colorado has already seen one of its worst fire seasons. It included the Cameron Peak Fire near Fort Collins, which burned more than 400 structures and is the largest fire in state history. The U.S. Air Force has selected a base in Colorado Springs as a finalist for the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Peterson Air Force Base joins bases in New Mexico, Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Nebraska as potential places for the Space Command. It's already home to the command's temporary headquarters after President Trump ordered its establishment. Air Force officials will now conduct both virtual and on-site visits at each location. And in a statement, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is an epicenter for national security in space and that the command should stay here. A final decision is expected in January. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Mesa County is one of 15 counties in Colorado that will soon move to a stricter level of coronavirus restrictions. Under level red, no indoor dining at restaurants is allowed, and most other businesses can only operate at 25% capacity. But Mesa's health department has created a program that preserves indoor dining and allows businesses to operate at higher occupancies despite the new state regulations. Jeff Coors is the director of Mesa County Public Health. He says participating businesses must implement certain safety precautions.
I'm okay with allowing our businesses to continue to function as we work on a more targeted approach to the places that are seriously the source of our transmission.
Several hundred businesses have already signed up for the program, with more applications pending. This is CPR News.